I look forward to them because obviously, you know, we've basically played Saturday, Tuesday all the way through this last month, so it was good to have a little break and that. But we've had a good few days off, and we've trained hard, and you know, we're looking forward to this week. Obviously, again, it's Saturday, Tuesday, near enough all the way through to the next one, so you know, we've got to be right at it.
And it's called an international break, but it isn't a break by any means. You've had a couple of bounce games in there as well against Burnley and Fleetwood, I think. So how have you found those?
Yeah, they've been good. Like you say, you know, we've played twice anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You know, we just obviously ironed a few things out and trained really hard, and you know, had the weekend off and that. So you know, it's really been business as normal. Obviously, we haven't played a meaningful league game, but like I said, we've had two games in between, so it hasn't really changed anything.
Have you had to do extra fitness tests?
Yeah, we actually have. On the Tuesday, we had the Monday off, and then we had basically a fitness day, a testing day, bleep tests and what have you, and you know, jump tests, speed tests and that. So it's good. It was good actually, because you know, I hadn't done it for a while. Like you go to certain clubs and certain clubs don't do that. So you know, they obviously have different methods and that, and it was good to, you know, see where I stood with all the lads here.
At international level, players say it often takes about 10 or 12 games to fully feel part of the squad. At club level, and when you're here on a season-long loan, are you starting to feel like you're part of the squad? Have you fully settled in?
Yeah, I'd say so. Like I said, I knew that obviously the staff, quite a few of the staff before I came here and that, and you know, like you say, it's hard obviously getting used to everyone and you know, being in a new change room and that. But I say, me and Geeds, you know, we came in, you know, obviously the last day of the window, and you know, we've been here what, maybe about 6 weeks. So yeah, I'm really enjoying it, and you know, with the results have started to pick up, and like I said, we got a big month though this month coming up, so we need to carry on what we were doing before.
But you can take a lot from your recent form, unbeaten in the last four games in all competitions.
Yeah, definitely. And but like you said, it's, you know, obviously after the break, it doesn't really mean a lot now. We know we've got four. I think it's the top four coming up these next four games. So two quite long, difficult away trips, and then obviously two games at home. And this month's a massive month, really, if you look at it. We obviously want to be further up the table than where we are. And, you know, like I said, the results that we've had are going in the right direction. So it's important that we don't slip this next month.
I mean, it's just a funny quirk of the fixture list, isn't it, that you end up playing the top four kind of consecutively. But from a player's point of view, is that an exciting challenge for you? Are those the games that you look forward to the most, potentially?
You can see that, obviously, the fans and that, you know, Newcastle will bring a massive crowd, and, you know, going to Brighton and Norwich, you know, the good away trips and that. We know what we need to do, and they're at the right end of the table, and that's where we've got our aim to be, at that top end. And you know, it's going to be a massive challenge for us, but I've no doubt we can definitely do that.
Those last four games and the ones that you've done really well in, Chris Maxwell has come in replace of Anders Lindegaard in goal. How have you found playing in front of him?
Yeah, he's been brilliant. Anders has been brilliant, and obviously Maxi came in for the Bournemouth game, did really well, and you know, we cemented his place, and like, he's been absolutely fantastic. I think it was the Wigan game he saved me. People won't realise how, you know, certain aspects of his game where he comes out of his net, and he's unbelievable at that. And like I said, there was one where I was stuck in the mud, and he's come out and sweeped up, and like I said, he's been absolutely fantastic, and you know, hopefully he can continue that.
Yeah, he's got a bright future ahead of him, hasn't he?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's a good shot stopper, as long as, you know, his feet are fantastic. And like I said, he reads the game so well, and the way he flies out of his net and clears up all the danger over your head, you know, it's massive for us as a back four, because we know that we can stay high and we've got someone sweeping up behind us. So it's absolutely critical for us.